Today's Shir's Masechta Bava Metzia Daf Nun Hey. We will begin on Daf Nun Hey. I'm an Aleph of the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, I know if somebody sells something to someone else, Arba Kesef, if something was worth four more Kesef for something which is a shekel, as we spoke the other day, that's a sixth of a seller. Four more Kesef are a sixth of a seller. And the Mishnah is teaching us that there, would like the opinion that we of Shimon, that there's a no by a sixth, even when we're talking about cash. For Taina, if somebody has a claim to someone else, and we've learned many times that the halacha is, if there's a maid of a mixus, the person admits to part of the claim, the halacha is that you have to, that the shvur midaraisa is required, shvus maid of a mixus, the claim has to be shtei kesef. So Rashi explains that the halacha of the halacha of maid of a mixus is when the claim is for at least for two kesef, and it goes in one of two ways, that there was a claim of shtei kesef, and the nitva admitted to a pruta of that shtei kesef, or they admitted to it all, and he disagreed with a pruta. Actually, this question is a machlokes Rav and Shmuel in Masechta Shavuos. What is the amount for which you swear? That Shmuel says, as we just learned, that it's a shtei kesef. As long as the din Torah is over shtei kesef, that's when the halacha moida mixes applies. Rav actually holds that the minimum is shtei kesef in a pruta. And actually, in Masechta Shavuos, the Gemara paskins like Rav, not like Shmuel. Some achronim want to suggest that the fact that Rav explained our Mishnah like Shmuel's opinion is an indication that Rashi actually paskins like Shmuel. Hoido, shava pruta, and as we learned, the admission has to be over Shavapruta. Continues the Mishnah, Chamish Prutas. There are five places in the Torah that the Torah says, speaks about a Pruta. Hayda, as we just said, that when we speak about Maidim and Mixus, it has to be at least a Shavapruta. Ishim Kadeshis B'Shavapruta. In order to have a valid Kedushin, you have to have a shava pruta. Hey, hanana b'shava pruta min hegdish. If somebody has hana from hegdish of a shava pruta, that's when the halacha is that it's considered mila. Hamoitzi shava pruta. If you find something that's worth a pruta, the halacha is chayv lachris. We spoke in Perek El Metzias about hashavas aveda. The halacha is that it has to be shavapruta. But goyzos chaveroi, if you steal from somebody else, shavapruta v'nishba, and you swore falsely that you didn't steal, and now you admit that you did, the halacha is yerlichena achrav afil lamodai, you have to travel as far as it takes to return it. So the reason you have to return, Rashi explains, that since you swore falsely, that causes that the person from whom you stole or swore falsely to is going to be miyash. If this person who stole from me has the audacity to say he didn't steal, the halach and swear to it, the person is miyash, and that's why the halach is you have to go after him. Others say that that's part of the kapara of because you swore falsely. The only way the aveira is repaired is by going after the person up till Madai to give it back. So of course, the Rishonim and Achronim ask that for every mitzvah you have to do whatever it takes. So why over here is it specially singled out? So they say that in other cases, Chazal were more lenient in the requirement to go back. Here, Chazal were stricter, and the reason they were more lenient was because Takonas HaShavim. Here, there's no Takonas HaShavim. Chazal said that you have to go back all the way where they go. There are other halachas of Shava Pruta. The Shulchan Aruch says that Yai Nesach, that if you have Yai Nesach that falls into wine, if that Yai Nesach is less than a Shava Pruta, it doesn't make the wine usser. There are halachas regarding ribis. There are other places where this halach is mentioned as well. There's a very fundamental discussion that the Minchas Chinuch has. When we say here that it's pachas m'shava pruta, the halach is that there has to be shava pruta. When it's less than a pruta, these halachas don't apply. How are we to understand this halacha? Are we to understand this halacha as meaning that when less than a pruta, there's mechila, it doesn't count? Or is this a halacha in shiurim, that when it's less than a pruta, the Torah doesn't recognize it as anything because it's less than a pruta? The Minchas Chinuch brings, there are going to be many nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, for example, somebody stole pachs mishav a pruta from a cherishoy to the cotton. So if it's a din in a shiur, so less than a pruta is not an act of geneva. But if it's connected to mechila, chereshayt v'katan don't have the ability to be moichel. Another case would be where the person from whom you stole is explicitly saying, I'm not moichel. So if it's a din of mechila, he's saying, I'm not moichel. If it's a din that less than a pruta is not considered an act of gzela, it doesn't mean anything. Or what would be the halacha if the person from whom you stole is not aware that you stole from him? If it's a din of mechila, he doesn't know you stole from him, so obviously he can't forgive you. If it's a din and a shear, it doesn't make a difference. Or what would be the halacha if at the moment you stole, it wasn't worth a pruta, but then it went up in value and it is worth a pruta? If it's because of mechila, so at the moment of gezela, there was a mechila. But if it's a din and shear, now I owe you a pruta. Of course, Rashi and the Ritva say that even though we're saying that for whatever reason, as we just discussed, there is no gzeil pachs mishav pruta, the halacha is that still you're not allowed to steal less than a shav pruta. It's just a question of the various details that apply by gzeil and geneva. That's not considered he has a full-fledged avera gzeila, but he certainly not allowed to do something like this. So here we learned the Mishnah taught us Chamisha Prutas Haim. The Maril Diskin says that the Mishnah doesn't mention Staka, and therefore says the Maril Diskin, from here we see that the halacha of Staka does not require a minimum of a pruta. And the Rambam writes that one can never send away a poor person empty-handed. And he says, even if you give a poor person a dried fig, he fulfills his obligation of giving tzedakah. It's interesting that the Beis Yitzchak differentiates between food and money. He says that the Torah, when it speaks about tzedakah, uses the word nesina. The Torah says, nosan titin loy. So the Torah is teaching us that you have to give the poor person something significant. So if we're giving him money, so we're learning in our Mishnah, in our Shir today, then less than a pruta is not considered that you gave money. Less than a pruta is not considered money. However, when we're talking about food, food is not measured in the value of the food. Food is measured in the amount of food. And therefore, like we always say, that what is the shear of achila, a kezayis. Therefore, he says the Rambam is very understandable. The Rambam is not talking about money, because by money, the Rambam would agree that the shear would have to be a pruta. But the Rambam is talking about food. And by food, as long as it's something edible, it has the shear kezayis, even though it's not worth a pruta, you mekayim the mitzvah tzedakah. Ask the Gemara, why did the Mishnah have to begin with the halacha of Haino Arba Kesef? Tanina Chadazimna. We've learned this halacha earlier. The Mishnah said, Haino Arba Kesef, Me'esim Ve'Arba Kesef, L'Shela, Shtus L'Mekach, which is the sixth. And why was it necessary for the Mishnah to repeat this halacha? Answers the Gemara, because we want to learn the halacha that we explained, that a tiny shtei kesef vaydor shava pruta, to teach us those halacha, that halacha, so that's why the Mishnah repeated this halacha again. But ask the Gemara, that halacha nami tanina. As we said, the Mishnah Sechta Shavuos discusses that halacha as well. Hanami tanina, Shavuos hadayonim, hatayna shtei kesef, vaydor shava pruta. So, says the Gemara, Seifis tukhalei. The main point here was to teach us the halacha we're going to learn in the Seifa, that the Tani, the halacha that we just finished discussing, the halacha chamish prutas. Says the Gemara, chamish prutas, same. For listening Nami, asked the Gemara, I know a pruta, that the amount of a noah has to be a pruta. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana, Zois Ameris, Amish is actually teaching us, and a noah prutas, that if you only, if the sale was six pruta, and the noah was a six, which would be a pruta, that there's no chiv a noah, because the chiv a noah, according to him, according to Kahana, only begins at a iser. Vlevi Amr, but David disagrees. He says, yes, you know, prutas. There is a no even for pruta. The Kain Tana Levi b'masnise. So the Levi teach in his brises, chamish pruta sein, hainoa pruta, vaidoa pruta, v'kedusha isha b'pruta, v'gezel b'pruta, v'yeshivas dayonim, and Bezdin sits down for din Torah of a pruta. Because if it's less than a pruta, we assume that people don't care. Ask the Gemara, V'tana d'da my tamal like tani yeshivas dayanam. So ask the Gemara now, so why doesn't our Mishnah mention this halacha also, that the yeshivas dayanam is on a pruta? Tanile, says the Gemara, since we already learned that gezel is a pruta, and that creates the need for din Torah, so didn't have to say yeshivas dayanam a pruta. Ask the Gemara, Umilai Tani Gezel Vitani Aveda. Our Mishnah spoke about Gezel and Aveda. And we don't say where we can learn one from the other. Answers the Gemara, Gezel Hanach Itzruchilei. We had to mention both. Gezel, to teach us, that in the case where you swore falsely about owing somebody money, stealing from somebody, you have to go after him for Madai. Avadai, to teach us, a moitz aveda shava pruta chayv lahachris, you have to announce that you found the lost object. Afagav dazol, to teach us that even though what you stole, what you found went down in value, the halach is, if it was worth that much, at the moment you found it, you have to announce it. The pasuk here we learned in the Gemara, there's a gozel chaver shavu pruta v'nishbaloi yilchenu akrav afilu l'modai. And the question is, why from all places in the world is modai singled out? So the Gro in the Sefer Kol Aliyos says, the pasuk in Yeshayahu says, hini mei alechem es modai asher kesev lo yichashvu v'zov lo yech betzubai. So now we understand why it says yilchenu akrav afilu l'modai, that even though in Modai, where Pruta is considered very insignificant, they have, as the Pasuk said, Asher Kesev Lo Yachshvu V'Zov Lo Yach Betzu, you still, the halacha, that if you stole, that you made such a shvua, you still have to go all the way to Modai. And then Tzotzi'ar points out that now we understand why the Gemara Masechta Kedushin says, when it talks about somebody who's Mekadosh a woman with a date, and it's not Shava Pruta, the Gemara keeps on saying, Shema Shava Pruta B'Modai. Maybe here it's not worth a Pruta, but maybe in Modai. So he says, because their dates were very expensive. Apparently what he says is that dates were more expensive in Modai than silver and gold. And that's why Modai became the example for all of these halachas. The Levi that didn't mention that yeshivas dayanim is by pruta, but he didn't speak halacha of aveda. My Tama asked the Gemara, why in Levi in his brisa did he not mention Tani, did he not teach us the halacha aveda by pruta? Says the Gemara, Tana le gezel. So since he taught us the halacha of Gezel, he didn't think it was necessary to teach the halacha by Aveda also. But ask the Gemara, he spoke about Gezel and Yeshivas Dayanim. It didn't bother him that he should say them separately. So why didn't he mention Aveda separately as well? Answers the Gemara, Yeshivas Dayanim Itzuchalei, Lefukim and Rav Ketina. Dam Rav Ketina, Bezin the Skokin, Afil Lefukim Mishav Puta. His opinion is that Bezin does sit down for the entire infant for a Pachas Mishav Puta. Vilevi, my Tamalok Tani Hegdish. Ask the Gemara, why didn't Levi teach us the halacha of Hegdish, that the anonyma Hegdish of a Shava Pruta is Moyel? Less than that is not Moyel. Says the Gemara, because Levi, Bechulin Kamairi, he was only speaking about halachas that apply to Chulin, but Hegdish like Kamairi, Bekotchim like Kamairi, wasn't speaking about Hegdish. El Tana the Don, the Kamairi Bekotchim, our Tana obviously is speaking about Kotchim, because he does mention the halacha that Mila must be a Pruta. Nisni Maisa Bepruta, that the halacha is that in halacha that we learned extensively in our previous shiurim, that if the Maisa Sheni you have is less than a Pruta, the halacha of Pinyan Maisa Sheni doesn't apply. Says the Gemara, command the Omar, our Tana is of the opinion that Ein Bechaimshe Pruta, that if the Chaimish doesn't have a Pruta, then there's no Pinyan. So listening Chaimish Maisa Bepruta, that means it has to be worth at least four, that the Chaimish should be equal to Pruta. So ask the Gemara, so why don't you mention that halacha? It's an important halacha, that the din of Pinyan Maisa Sheni will not apply unless you start with four. And says the Gemara, because Mekana Kamairi, the focus is Karen, but Chaimish like Kamairi, we're not talking about Chaimish. Says the Gemara, Gufa, we just learned, Amrav Ketina, Bezin the Tzkakin, I feel a Pax Meshava Pruta. The Bezin will sit down to Din Torah, even for Din Torah for Pax Meshava Pruta. Masav Rava. The Torah says, when somebody does Mila, has to pay, bring in a Shah Me'ilas, and says, Vashachotam and Akkadish Yishalim, Le Rabbis, the Pax Meshava Pruta, Le Shavin, that even less than a Pruta has to be returned to Hegdish. From here we learn, Le Kaidish in, Avalahedjit Loi. So why do you say, Rav Ketina, that we'll have a Din Torah for Pax Meshava Pruta? Ella Iyatma, if Rav Ketina taught us something, says the Gemara, Hach Yatma, this is what he taught us. I'm Rav Ketina. Im Husku Bezdin L'Shava Pruta. If Bezdin had a Din Torah for Shava Pruta, Gaim Rafila Pax Meshava Pruta. So Rashi explains that if the object of which we're having the Din Torah over, at the beginning the Din Torah was worth a Shava Pruta, even though as the Din Torah commenced, the value went down, Goymrim, Afil Apox Meshava Pruta. To teach us, Betchilas Hadin, to commence a Din Torah being in Pruta, it should be a Shava Pruta, Gemadin, but to continue the Din Torah, Loi being in Pruta. That's the Pshat that Rashi says. Another Pshat that Rashi considers is that if I have a claim to you of a Pruta, so then we have a right to start a Din Torah. And now you have a counterclaim. But your counterclaim is for less than a Pruta. But since the Din Torah between you and me started with a Pruta, even though now it's down to Pax Meshava Pruta, it doesn't make a difference. Both claims are examined. The Sefer Chanukos HaTorah says that Chazal teach us that the Gzardin of the Anshe Dar Midbar was Nechtem ala Gezel. The Pasuk says, Kimola Oretz Chomis. The Medrash says that the definition of Chomis is Pach Meshava Pruta. Gezel means a Shava Pruta. So the way to understand this Medrash, says the Sefer Chanukos HaTorah, that they normally were trying to steal, and they were trying to get away with stealing. So what did they do? They would always steal Pachas Meshava Pruta. So that's what the Pasuk says. But we're learning now, says the Chanukos HaTorah, that if it's Pachas Meshava Pruta, then there's no Din Torah. Of course, there are Mefarshim that say that that's only by a Yisrael. Because both reasons that we discussed extensively when we learned the Mishnah that differentiated between a Shava Pruta and Pachtum Shava Pruta only applies by Yisrael. As we quoted the Michas Chinuch, gave two explanations for the Shava Pruta versus Pachs Mishava Pruta din. One explanation he gave was because of Mechila, and the other explanation he gave was of Shiurim. The Halacha of Shiurim doesn't apply. The Halacha of Shiurim doesn't apply by Akum, and the Halacha that they're Meichel doesn't apply by Akum. But still, the way the Chanukah Satyrus says, Kamala Aretz Chamas, that they always did Chamas, they always did Gezela on Pachs Mishava Pruta in order to avoid the Din Torah. So, says Rashi, Leinechtem Dinam El Ala Gezel. What is Rashi trying to say with the words Leinechtem Dinam Ala Gezel? What Rashi is trying to teach us is that since inadvertently, even though they always tried to make that their Gezela should be Pachs Mishava Pruta, sometimes it was Gezel. Sometimes it was a Shava Pruta. And we just learned in the Gemara that once you have a Din Torah on a Shava Pruta, all the other cases which were Pachs Mishava Pruta get rolled in together. And that's what Rashi says. Leinechtem Dinam El Gezel. Once there was a Din Torah El Gezel on Shava Pruta, even all the other cases which were Pachs Mishava Pruta were already addressed because of that Din Torah on the, or Dinei Torah on the Shava Pruta. Says the Mishnah Chamisha Chamshim Haim. The five places the Torah speaks that you have to add a Chaimish. Eluhain. Ha'oichel Truma. If a Zar eats Truma, Trumas Maisa, the halacha is that when a Levi receives his Maisa Rishon, he has to take off 10% Trumas Maisa and give it to the Kohen, and that Trumas Maisa has the same halacha as Truma. Trumas Maisa shel demai. If you buy, we spoke about this in our previous year, that you buy fruit from Amaretz, and Chazal were concerned that they don't take off Trumas Maisris. When you take off Maiserishin, you have to give it to the Levi. He has to take off Trumas Maiser, and that Trumas Maiser has to be given. If that Trumas Maiser was eaten by a Zor, he has to give a Chaimish. And even though we learned Ein L'demai Chaimish, that's speaking only in the case where somebody is, we spoke about this in our previous year, that's only in a case where somebody is redeeming Maiser Sheni of Demai, because he didn't do any Aveira. Actually, he's doing what he's supposed to do. So there's a no halacha of giving a Chaimish. But somebody who eats a Yisrael that eats the Trumas Maisa of the Mai, he did an Aveira. He wasn't, a Yisrael's not supposed to eat it. So that's why Taisus says in that case there is a Chaimish. The Mritva, because of this question, actually says that there's a Machloikis. And our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rameya that says that just like when you're Paida, Maisa Sheni of the Mai, you have to add a Chaimish. Therefore, the halacha will also be when you eat Trumas Maiser of the Mai, you have to add a Chaimish. And that Mishnah is following the opinion of the Chachamim that hold that both when you eat Trumas Maiser of the Mai or you pay the Maiser Sheni of the Mai, you don't have to add a Chaimish. The Chazon Ish interestingly points out that this is actually the Machloikis of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And our Gemara holds it's Machloikis of Mei Chachamim. The Yerushalmi, however, says like Tosfos that there's a difference when you're being paid the Maiser Sheni, that the halacha is you don't have to add a Chaimish, and here you do have to add. Here you do have, and by, but when you eat Trumas Maiser the Mai, you have to add a Chaimish. The challah, we know that when you make a dough, you have to take off challah. Bikurim, or you have to bring Bikurim from the Zayim Minim that Yisrael is blessed with. You have to bring Bikurim. If Yisrael eats them from any of these foods, the halacha is Maiser Chaimish. The fruit that grows, the first 3 years, the fruit is orla, they may not be eaten. They're also bahana. The fourth year, it's treated like maisa sheni. And if you poida your rye, you have to add a chaimish. The halacha that we just said, maisa sheni, that if somebody has maisa sheni produce, which the halacha maisa sheni produce is, that it should be eaten Yerushalayim, if one doesn't want to have to take that produce to Yerushalayim, he wants to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, if it's his own produce, he has to be paid it and add a chaymish, shalayim, when it belongs to him, maisa chaymish. Hapaydes ha'gdeshoi, if somebody was magdish something, and now he wants to be paid it, he has to add a chaymish. Hananish shava prutim and a hegdish. If somebody was moil behegdish, the shogig, he has to pay Karen the Chaimish. Vagaizas chaver shava pruta. And as we spoke about earlier, if you steal from somebody else something the value of a pruta, v'nishbalai, and then he swore falsely that he didn't, that when he admits that he was lying, he has to bring a Karen v'chaimish and a carbon asham, maisav chaimish. As says the Gemara, Amar Rav Akash Leila Rabbi Lazar. They asked Rabbi Lazar, when the Mishnah says, Chumas Maisa Shel Demai, that by Chumas Maisa of Demai, if somebody ate Chumas Maisa of Demai, he has to add a chaimish. Ask the Gemara, v'chi also chacham chizlik d'rayim kishal Torah, v'chazal so strict. So the Mepharshim all asked the question, the Rishonim all asked the question. Of course, we find the Chazal were machmer in many cases. Why would we think that Chazal is not machmer? Says the Ritva. When we speak about the Mai is a very unlikely situation. The Gemara often says that Roiv Amaratzim Ma'asrim Heim. The most Amaratzim do take off Trumas Amaisris properly. So the question here is that since this is such a far-fetched chash, that's why the Gemara is asking, why would we be so strict to have to add a chaymish? Another way that Ritva answers this question is that the whole halacha of the mai is a takana. And the Gemara's question is, do we make a takana le takana? Another pshat that I saw is the why did Chazal make rules? The reason Chazal made rules is to protect the deraisa. But that's only in a case where we think that that will protect the deraisa. So by making the demai rule, we're protecting that people are going to take off Trumas and Maisris properly, which is, of course, very much our goal, was very much the goal of Chazal. By adding the chaymish, that doesn't protect the deraisa. We've already accomplished what we need to accomplish. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, why was it necessary to add another rule of the Chaimish? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman HaMishmul, HaMani, who was the Tanav HaMishnah? The Tanav HaMishnah is Rameihi, that Amar Chacham Asu Chizlik Devarim Kishal Torah. His opinion is that Chazal was strict with Rabbanon under all circumstances, like by a deraisa. The Sefer Imre Shefer explains the pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, "Ki yodati achri Moshe, ki hashchis tashchisun, v'sartem an aderecha shetzivisi eschem, v'krosa eschem arah ba'achris hayomim, ki sasus arah be'en Hashem, lachisa b'mas yedeichem." And the question is, why is the pasuk so repetitive? Once the pasuk says, "Ki sasus arah be'en Hashem," why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to add "kehashches tashchisun v'sartem raderach"? So he explains, in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there were dinei deraisa, there were not yet dinim derabbanon. The dinim derabbanon only came later. So this is Moshe Rabbeinu saying to them, "Yodati ke'achri Moshe kehashches tashchisun v'sartem raderach shetzvisi aschem." You're going to violate, Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, the mitzvah deraisa that I taught you. He says, for that, Moshe Rabbeinu says, your punishment will not be so severe. But now, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Ba'achris hayomim kisas esarab be'en Hashem lachisoy b'masi yedeichem." What is the definition of masi yedeichem? Man-made. That means the rabbanon, man-made is surim. On that, Moshe Rabbeinu says, if you're going to violate the rabbanons, as Rameyah says, "Asu chazik ledevrayim kishal Torah." Chazal were more concerned about the rabbanons and then the rices, and therefore says the pasuk, if that's what you're going to do, that you're going to violate the rices, the rabbanons, I'm warning you, the karasa eschavara, you will be severely punished. Where do we see that Chazal Rameya hold was so strict? The Tanya, the Mishnah teaches us in the beginning of Masechta Gittin. Hamevi get the Medina Sayyam. If somebody brings a get from Medina Sayyam, the halach is the shliach who brings the get has to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. And as we learned, two reasons. Rabbi's reason is because the people in Chutz La'aretz were not familiar with the din of Lishma. And since they weren't familiar with the din of Lishma, that's the way to make sure. He says b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. And we ask him, was the get written Lishma? Another reason is that she'en edim tzuyim l'kaimai, that there are no edim, that if somebody makes a claim against this get, there should be somebody that could stand up and be able to protect the get. So says the Mishnah there, Nos Nalov, the Shliach gave the get, V'loi Amalav V'fani Nechtam V'fani Nechtam. Actually, as we learned, Rameyer's opinion is that you only have to say B'fani Nechtam, you don't have to say B'fani Nechtam, because Nechtav, because Rameyer's opinion is that Edech Sim Mekarti, all we're concerned about is the eight the chsima, the chamayim, and if you didn't do so, yoytzi, if this woman got remarried based on this get, she has to get divorced. But Vlad mamzer, and if she had any children from this marriage, the children are mamzerim divremei. The chamayim, in a Vlad mamzer, we're not that stick that even though Chazal teach us that they shall supposed to say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam, it doesn't mean that if you violated it, the children will be mamzerim, katsi yasa. What should you do? Yitlenim menu, take it away. Yachsev yitlenim b'fnei shnayim, give it to her in front of two edim. Yomel b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. As the Gemara over there explains, it's not enough that you can leave the get with the woman and just make sure to say b'fani nechtam in front of two edim. But what is required is to start the procedure all over again. Starting the procedure all over again means take the get back and give it to her in front of two edim and say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam. Ask the Gemara ul Rameya. According to Rameya, Yishum d'loy Omar law, because he didn't say b'fani nechtam b'fani nechtam, are we going to be so strict and say yoytziv avlad mamzer? Answer in absolutely, because Rameya tamei. Rameya follows his opinion. The Amar Amunah Mishum Deula Oyma Hay Rameya Kala Mishanim Mitbein Shatova Chacham Begitin. If you don't follow the rule that Chazal established, Yoytzi Vavlad Mamzer. So we see how strict Chazal were when it comes to their takanas. That's the way to understand our Mishnah as well. Most of Rav Sheshes asked Rav Sheshes when it comes to Ma'ase Sheni of the Mai. We could take silver coins for silver coins. Of course, the Rishonim point out that there have to be different types of coins. If it's the exact same type silver coin, if it's the exact same type copper coin, then this is a meaningless act. Kesef al nechoshes, you could redeem nechoshes for take silver instead of copper. Then nechoshes ala Paris, you could use nechoshes coins for Paris, v'yachs v'yiftas a Paris, and then you could redeem the Paris with the silver and take them up to Yerushalayim. V'cham oimrim yals a Paris, you could take the Paris themselves v'yachim v'shalayim. We don't have to redeem them on coins. Ask the Gemara umi mechalina kesef al nechoshes, but tanan sel shemais sheni v'shel shel chulin shnas arva. You have a coin of Ma'aseh Sheni that you had used to redeem Ma'aseh Sheni produce, and you have a coin of Chulin Shnas Arvu, and you don't know which is the one that has Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheni, which doesn't. Maybe B'Selem Ma'as, you bring copper coins, so I mean, Kamak M'Shesh Neselish Ma'aseh, M'Chalolos Amos Alelu, whichever of these coins is Ma'aseh Sheni should be redeemed on this money, or Bara Yafesh Behen, and you take the best coin, or M'Chal Aleh, and you use it to redeem the Ma'aseh Sheni on it. So we see that the second coin and the money is like it was at the beginning, and only the better coin is going to be used for Ma'aseh Sheni. Why do you have to bring copper? Why can't you just take the better coin and use that and skip that step? Mnesh Amru, because Chazal said, Bechal and Kessel al Nechoshes, Bidoichik. So we see, Loi Shi Kaim Kain, not that we should leave it that way, El Shechoz Mechal and El Kesef. Ketanim is, Mechal li Midoichik, that we could only do it reluctantly, Midoichik in, only reluctantly could we redeem that way, Loi Midoichik Loi. So why by Kesef Maisa Sheni of the Mai, did Rameis say we could redeem it on the Choshes? Because, obviously, since it's only the Mai, he doesn't treat it like a Daraisa. But we're learning now, the Rameis treats something that's the Rabbanon, the Mai, as strictly as he treats a Daraisa. So if by Daraisa, Maisa Sheni, we can't redeem silver on copper, so, according to Rameis, ought to be the Halacha by Maisa Sheni of the Mai.